This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Most of the city and town governments in the Roaring Fork Valley have a public art board or commission. One of the roles these boards play is to make recommendations on public art projects to the town or city councils. Arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay is here with me now to talk about the plans for the Valley's public arts boards in 2019. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Zoe.
So will we see new public art in the Valley this year?
Definitely, in both Glenwood Springs and Snowmass Village. So one fairly big project is a new sculpture in Glenwood that will be installed by the new bridge. Madeline Wiener is a stone sculptor who makes these bench people. These are huge reclining figures that you can sit on. The City of Glenwood's Arts and Culture Board selected her in a national search and held meetings with the community to get input on her project. She's fabricating it right now, and it's set to be installed in September. And in Snowmass, Catherine Bell, who serves on that board, tells me that Snowmass Village will be putting out calls to artists in 2019, specifically one for a project this spring for a site by Town Park Station.
All right, so some new art to look forward to in Glenwood Springs and Snowmass. There's existing but temporary public art in Basalt and Carbondale. Any updates on that?
Yeah, I talked with Jeff Orsalak from the Basalt Public Art Commission. Their first big project was Modio 2.0. These are the brightly colored steel sculptures that right now can be found in various locations. That's a temporary installation. Here's what Orsalak said about the benefits of temporary public art.
It allows us to try the pants on before we buy them, you know, and so kind of test the waters and see what worked for the community.
Temporary art installation is often way easier to get approved and installed than permanent public art. It can be actually quite challenging to find city or town property that's appropriate for art installation. Orsalak says that now they're looking for a location to bring all those separate pieces of Modio 2.0 together in a place where people can really engage with this piece, they can walk under and around it, but it still will be a temporary piece. And Carbondale, of course, sees new temporary public art every year thanks to its annual Art Around Town event. This is put on by the Carbondale Public Art Commission. Every year they select anywhere from 10 to 15 pieces to be displayed around downtown from fall until the next spring. And actually, the deadline for artists to apply is coming up. It's January 31st.
It seems like Aspen is missing from the list.
That's a good point. Aspen is certainly, of course, a cultural and artistic hub, but it doesn't have a public arts commission or board. There was some discussion with city council and some prominent arts nonprofits in the city last year about exploring some options for this, but there hasn't been movement. So for now, the Wheeler and the Red Brick are as close as Aspen has to an arts board.
What about beyond 2019? What can we expect to see from the arts boards that we do have in the Valley?
That's a great question, and actually that's one that nearly all of these boards are looking at themselves. These are all relatively new additions to their local governments, and they're now starting to plan for the long term. So in Snowmass, the Snowmass Arts Advisory Board is refining their request for proposal process to streamline the recommendations that they make to town council as far as public art. You might remember that they got some pushback on the Black Diamond sculpture, particularly because it wasn't from a local artist. In the city of Glenwood, the Arts and Culture Board is working on a master public art plan. Here's Jonathan Gorst, the chairman of that board.
That will be something that goes on into future boards to direct the selection process for our public art here in Glenwood Springs.
The Basalt Public Art Commission is also working on a strategic plan. Jeff Orsalak said this is perfect timing as the town of Basalt is also revisiting its master plan. He said the Arts Commission is looking at other communities with vibrant art scenes like Boulder, like Breckenridge, and then locally, their Down Valley neighbors, Carbondale.
All right, looking forward to a year of public art in the Valley. Thanks, Kristen.
We definitely are. Thanks, Zoe.
That was arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay on what to expect from the Roaring Fork Valley's public arts boards this year. I'm Zoe Rome. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.